Welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. If you're eager to gain clarity, speak with unwavering confidence, and liberate those inner voices, you're in the perfect spot. My mission here is to empower you to break free, find fulfillment, and ignite your passion. You ready? It's time to say it out loud. I've put together a guide of my top 10 tested and proven to work practical strategies and habits to help bright women like you say no, set your boundaries right, live confidently, and build healthy relationships, starting with the relationship you have with yourself. This is a self-paced guide, and I can't wait for you to dig into it so you can start becoming your most confident self, because she's in there waiting for you. Head to the link in my show notes or go to vasavikumar.com/guide and grab it today. We're back with another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. It's me, Vasavi. I have another call-in question. And this question comes from a woman who is currently inside of my Say It Out Loud group. With her permission, I'm going to be airing her question in a few short minutes. This episode is for you if you struggle with trusting yourself. And because of that, you find yourself struggling to trust other people. Maybe you're newly dating. Maybe you're currently in a relationship. Maybe you're trying to make new friendships. Maybe you want to just deepen the trust that you have with yourself. If you fit into any of these categories, then this episode is for you. And if you're just looking to feel like you can trust yourself again, then this episode is definitely for you. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and air her question, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to share my thoughts on it. I'm going to share my thoughts on what it really takes to trust yourself again after you've been burnt so many times. Y'all ready? Here we go.
When you're seeing someone new, I've been seeing someone just for the last couple of months. And one of the things that I find myself doing a lot of is as I get closer to someone, there's this fear inside me that of things that have happened in my past, and they kind of creep in, and I say stuff out loud in terms of where it's coming from, a place of fear rather than love. And I'm afraid that this person's gonna, whatever, cheat on me or leave as soon as I get close to them, or somehow, really, I think the bottom line is that they'll hurt me in some way, not physically, but just emotionally. And I'm trying to get past that. So if anyone has any assistance, please let me know.
So the question that I want to ask you is, have you forgiven yourself? Have you forgiven yourself and the version of you that were in these relationships that caused you to not trust yourself and not trust other people? Because until you forgive that part of yourself that made those mistakes, because we all make mistakes, we all get burnt, we all get betrayed, it's a part of life. It's a part of being human. But until we learn to forgive those parts of ourselves and we forgive anyone in our life that has betrayed us and broken our trust, it will be very hard to trust another person. And I understand that forgiving someone else is one of the hardest things to do. But here's how I look at it. I don't want to hold on to resentment in my life. I want to be open-hearted and I want to trust. And what I have learned is that the more resentment I hold on to and the more anger I hold on to, the more I beat this other person up mentally in my head and the more I beat myself up. Oh my God, you were so stupid. How come you didn't know any better? You should have known better. All the things that we tell ourselves, right? It's really hard to trust again when you constantly have that chatter inside of you. So that's why the first question that I want to ask you is, have you truly forgiven yourself for the mistakes that you have made in your life and the situations that you were in, maybe where you did not know any better? Have you forgiven the part of yourself that did not know any better? Because until you do that, it's going to be very hard to trust another person. Here's the thing. I trust myself implicitly now. I now fully trust that if I were to meet somebody in my next relationship, I'm not worried about whether they're going to burn me, whether they're going to cheat on me, because if they do, I know what I need to do. I know that I can pick myself up and I can walk away from this relationship, There's no more of the old, well, let me just stick around even though I'm in this shitty relationship that I really hate and I don't trust this person. Let me just try to make it work. So I trust that I will be able to handle, even if that happens, if someone breaks my trust. And it's funny because even yesterday on my Instagram, I was talking about this. And this was another conversation that we had inside the Say It Out Loud group. And this all ties into everything we're talking about. When talking about trust, I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you the type of person that makes people have to earn your trust? Or are you the type of person that trusts someone until they give you a reason not to trust them? There's no right or wrong answer here. I am the type of person that will trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you. And here's why. It feels very unpleasant to walk around in this world waiting for someone to prove me wrong. I don't want to walk around in this world being like, well, you have to earn my trust. No, I'm going to give you the benefit of doubt and I'm going to trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you. Now, here's the thing. Back in the day, there were plenty of people who broke my trust, and I continued to go back to them over and over again because I didn't trust my own gut and I didn't trust my own intuition that was softly telling me, get the fuck out of this relationship. Get the hell out. Run. Don't walk. So I'm not really concerned if in this next relationship that I get into, or a friendship that I get into, or a business partnership, are you going to break my trust? I will trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you. And then from there, I can decide what I do if you break my trust. So what I want to say with this question that you've asked is that you will begin to trust again when you forgive the part of yourself that didn't know any better. Right? And really forgive the person who has broken your trust the most. So ask yourself this question: who has broken my trust? And do I forgive them? Do I forgive them? And do I forgive the part of me that stayed around for maybe a little bit too long? Do I forgive myself? And do I have compassion for myself, for the part of me that believed them and stayed, if that's your situation? So these are questions that you can ask yourself to gauge where you are in terms of forgiveness, self, for self and others, and trust, trusting with others and trusting yourself. The second thing that I want to say is to play the tape out with any, you can do this with any situation, y'all, okay? So you're in a new relationship, you're dating this person, and thoughts keep coming up, these intrusive thoughts keep coming up about, is this person going to cheat? Are they going to leave? Are they going to abandon me? Are they going to lie to me? All these things, right? Play the tape out. Let's say they do. Let's say they cheat on you. Let's say they abandon you. Let's say they leave. Let's say they break up with you. Will you be able to handle it? You got to be able to answer yes to that. Because here's the thing. So many of us are sticking around in relationships that don't serve us because we don't think that we can handle being on our own. We don't think we can handle the pain of walking away. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who are staying in relationships because they actually want to be in them. Great. This is not for you. What I'm talking about are the people who are staying in relationships when you damn well know that you don't want to be in it anymore, but you don't trust yourself enough to walk away. And by the way, this goes beyond your love life. I'm talking about friendships too. I'm talking about clients. I'm talking about business partnerships. I'm just talking about people in our life. I'm talking about family, like people in our life that we keep around because we're too afraid to be alone. We know that something's off. We know that it's one-sided. We know that it's just a toxic environment, toxic relationship, yet we continue to stay. So you're not listening to yourself. And the less you listen to yourself, the less you're going to trust yourself. So if every time you get an intuitive hit or you get a gut knee-jerk reaction about something and you go, eh, and you ignore it, guess what? You've just diminished the trust that you have with yourself. This is why when you get those intuitive hits, when you get that sneaky little feeling, and this is not like those paranoid feelings, right? Like there are those paranoid thoughts and then there's these thoughts of like your actual intuition, right? You got to be able to tell the difference. I can usually tell the difference by where I feel it in my body, right? My intuition very much is a visceral bodily reaction for me. I'm like, oh, it's just a sensation. Ask yourself, if this were to happen to me, would I be able to handle it? I need you to be able to answer yes to that. Because if that does happen, if the person that you are with is going to cheat on you, if that happens, will you be okay? Like, you might not be okay for a little bit, right? But will you be okay? Like, will you pull yourself up? You need to be able to answer that, like, yes, I will be. And that way, you can be in this relationship that you're in right now, and you can just relax instead of being hypervigilant, right? What I really want for you is for you to feel safe and for you to feel relaxed in the relationship that you're in, starting with the relationship that you're having with yourself. And the way that you feel safe and relaxed within yourself is to begin to trust yourself. And you begin to trust yourself by forgiving yourself for making the mistakes that you've made in whatever areas of life that you made mistakes. Okay? Forgive yourself for that. Start anew. Allow yourself to start fresh. Take what you have been through, extract those life lessons, and put them into practice. Take that knowledge and turn it into wisdom. That is when you are the true embodiment of your knowledge. You are a walking, talking, wise being. You're not just talking about it. You're not just doing it. You're actually being it. You're being the wisdom. You're being what you've learned. You are now shape-shifted into this new identity of this person that, you know, all these lessons that you've learned throughout your life, you've become wiser because of that. So take that, apply that, and be that. And you can be that in your relationships by first learning how to trust yourself and relax into yourself and feel safe within yourself. This opens up another can of worms, right? And these can of worms are more in the vein of, what are you doing to feel safe inside of your body each and every day? I thought I would share the top three things that I do to feel safe inside my body. These are things that I do daily. These are things that I do daily in some shape or form. The number one thing is movement. I have to move my body because there were periods in my life where I really just couldn't move. I was depressed. I was hungover. I just didn't move my body and I just really kind of fell into a slothful state and it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good to not move. Less I moved, the less I trusted myself because I felt like I couldn't even get myself up. And then I started to lose trust in myself. So I get up every day. And whether it's a 30-minute HIIT class or, you know, high-intensity interval training, or if it's a 45-minute hot Pilates class, or if it's 5,000 to 7,000 steps a day, and I try to do those in intervals throughout the day, like walk, you know, get some steps in, I have to move my body every day because it is my way of showing my body, I got you. I got you. We're moving. We're healthy. Our body parts are moving. They're working, you know? So that's my way of building trust within myself. I do something. I try to do something every day. And there are days where I don't do anything. And that's okay too, because I trust that on those days, I just need to rest and chill. I'll get some sunshine. I'll walk a few steps outside, you know, just to be outside. But if I need to rest, I will also rest. So that's part of it too, right? I do move every day. But if I need to rest, I have no problem resting. If I'm on my period, you're going to find me resting. You're not going to find me walking 10,000 steps. If someone else can do that, that's great for them. But for me, I find that resting really helps me during my period. Like, that's just one example. The second thing that I do to feel really safe in my body is that I say it out loud in a safe space. So y'all may not know this, but I'm in my own Say It Out Loud group. And this is with some alumni from my previous cohort. And I also have my current Say It Out Loud group, and we have our own cohort. That group is more instructional. It is not the alumni group. The alumni group is a little, it's not really based on the book anymore. We're just all keeping in touch with each other. It's really great. It's become a great place for me to say it out loud as well. And it really helps to knock people off the pedestal, because a lot of times people join my groups and then they're surprised to see how transparent I am. And I'm like, yeah, I want to take you guys behind the scenes of this whole self-talk thing and how it really works and how saying it out loud works. So I say it out loud every day in a safe space. I need to verbally purge every day. Every day, just like I purge from other orifices in my body, we need to purge our emotions and our feelings and these thoughts that are coming up that are producing these feelings. So I talked about that in a previous episode on how to get into alignment. If you know, based on what you're thinking, it's going to produce a certain feeling. So I need to purge that. Where do those emotions go? I don't want them stuck in my body. So I say it out loud in my own safe space. So if this is a space that you're looking for, please come join us inside the next round of Say It Out Loud. The link in the show notes will just get you on a wait list. We begin April 23rd. And it's going to be a 9-month cohort, and it's going to be phenomenal. All right. And the third thing that – do you love that little interlude? All right. So the third thing that I do to feel safe inside my body is that I focus on my own self-talk, okay? So I move my body. I say it out loud in a safe space. But I'm very, very, very mindful of my self-talk. There is no shaming going on up there. There is no berating. There is no scolding. There is no pettiness. There is no nagginess. I'm not nagging myself. I'm not putting pressure on myself. Like, I have a very excellent way of speaking to myself that has helped me get what I need to get done. Like, I'm able to produce the results that I produce in my life because of how I speak to myself, period. That's it. Like, I mean, there's lots of other things that I do. I just shared, I move, I have my own say it out loud space, I pray, I do all these things, right? But none of it matters. And I'm going to say that again. None of that matters if the way that you are speaking to yourself is awful. And when I say awful, that may sound a little extra or dramatic, but think about you on your politest day with somebody. I'm not saying you have to be polite to yourself, but imagine giving yourself that same regard and being so courteous and respectful to yourself as you are with a complete stranger. Some of y'all are kinder to strangers than you are to yourself. That needs to stop like yesterday. That needs to stop like yesterday. So those are the three things that I do to feel safe inside of my body. So I want to ask you this, and I want you to ask yourself this. What am I doing to foster a safe environment inside my home, inside my mind, inside my body? This is your vessel. What are you doing to foster safety? And I think one of the best ways to learn how to even go about fostering safety inside of yourself is to be a part of a community and see how you feel. Safety is my number one core value for the group inside Say It Out Loud. These people who join my group are sharing themselves openly. And it takes time, right? But because I have baked in so much safety inside of the energy and the vibration of the group, people just naturally feel safe. So I'm very proud of what I've created, and I would love for you to experience it. So please check out the link in the show notes. Get on the wait list for the next cohort. We begin April 23rd, 2024. The way that I have learned to build trust within myself, to build that safety within myself, it's really quite simple. I do what I say I'm going to do. If I say I'm going to walk, I walk. If I say I'm going to record my podcast, I record my podcast. If I say I'm going to sit and write for 20 minutes, I sit and write for 20 minutes. If I say I'm going to read a few pages of a new book that I just got, I do that. And so keeping those promises to yourself will help you build that trust within yourself. Everything you say that you're going to do, everything that you're looking for in somebody else, that consistency, that stability, you're looking for that from somebody else. You got to give that to yourself. And it starts with you. Building that trust within yourself, trusting somebody else, starts with you trusting yourself and making and keeping those promises to yourself. Because when you do that, when you start to keep those promises to yourself, you're like, wait a minute, I am somebody who does what they say they're going to do. That builds your confidence, that builds your self-esteem, that builds your self-trust, because you now know that if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Your word becomes meaningful. And so if you're in a relationship and then you find yourself maybe picking up on some red flags, or there's something just a little off with this person, or maybe this person does betray your trust, you will know exactly what to do because you have built so much trust within yourself. Like, I can't give you the right answer and say, well, you should walk away, you should stay, you should try to make it work. I don't know. That's really up to you and the person that you're with. And that's first and foremost up to you. But I think what this conversation is really about is not only how do we trust other people, but it boils down to trusting yourself and really becoming the kind of person that you know that if something happens, if shit hits the fan, you got your back. No matter what, you got your back. Even if someone betrays your trust, even if someone is dishonest to you, they lie to you, they cheat to you, you know, or they cheat on you, you know that you've got your own back and you don't have to worry about, can I handle it or not? You'll be okay. But it starts with you making and keeping those promises to yourself, treating yourself as if you are sacred because you are. And when you start to treat yourself as if you are sacred, which you are, that is the energy that you will exude around you. You will start to draw in people and attract people who see your value. And the people who maybe sneak into your orbit, I don't know how they got in there, but when you really start to value yourself and then you're around people who you see really don't value you, you will walk away because the value that you have for yourself is so high, you're like, I'm not going to put up with this. And it starts with you making and keeping those promises with yourself. I know I sound like a broken record, but I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for you to make and keep those promises to yourself. So with all that being said, I want to say thank you so much for your question. Thanks for sharing this inside the Say It Out Loud group. Thank you for giving me permission to share it with everyone else here on the podcast, because I know there's somebody listening right now that could really benefit from what it is that I'm saying here on the podcast in response to your question. I also want to say that if you're looking for my direct feedback and advice on something, send in a voice note question. All you got to do is go to the link in my show notes. It says, please leave a voice note here. You can easily click on it and upload your recording. If you don't want to leave a voice note and just send in a written question, you can send in a written question anonymously and I will read it here on the podcast and I will answer it for you. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in to another episode of the Say It Out Loud podcast. I love you. Take care of yourself. Be mindful of how you speak to yourself. And until next time, say it out loud. If you love today's episode, then say it out loud. Subscribe, leave a review, and come say hi over on Instagram at My Name Is Vasavi. Until next time, say it out loud.